It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. The Reverend Rick Behrens is pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, Kansas. That's an inner city church that serves a congregation and a community largely made up of immigrants. Rick, always good to have you here. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were in the green room listening to Chris Kobach and Mr. Yosa, you know, discuss immigration reform and policy. What difference would reform make for the families that you serve in Kansas City, Kansas?
Well, it would make a huge difference, a huge improvement for people in our neighborhood and community. I just want to start by saying that sometimes I just don't understand why we give so much airtime to Mr. Kobach. God love him. He's really out of tune with the majority of Kansans. A recent poll shows that 72% of Kansans are in favor of the immigration reform bill with a path to citizenship. Mm-hmm. So I get frustrated that he gets so much airtime. But
I think he would cite different stats, by the way, Rick.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would. But I'm really here to talk about the good, hardworking people of our Central Avenue neighborhood who really want to be full participants in our society and are working toward that. People like Howard. Howard's a 12-year-old boy who's been separated from his father for 9 years and has said that he wants to become an engineer so he can build a bridge to Jamaica to be with his dad, because wow, he's only seen his dad like twice in 9 years. Lupe, who probably greets you with a smile at the restaurant that you come to for lunch and who works two other jobs so that her family can reach the American dream. Juan, who spends the day laboring 12 hours a day in the heat to make sure your roof doesn't leak. These are our neighbors, and these are the people who have revitalized the neighborhood around our church. And there are thousands of Howards, thousands of Juans, thousands of Lupes who want to be full participants, and we need them to be.
Now, I'm glad you put a human face on this conversation, because that's exactly what needed to happen. I'm just wondering how closely these folks are watching the goings-on in Washington and a vote scheduled for around the 4th of July. At least that's the current trajectory here. How closely are they watching all this?
Oh, they're watching it very closely. I mean, you know, these reports are out there in all the media, and particularly the Spanish-speaking media. Univision is reporting every day on what's happening. So they're watching it very closely. It's extremely important to them. And I would just like to add that, you know, in our neighborhood, there's been such a great revitalization of our neighborhood by the immigrants, both undocumented and documented. I would just emphasize that there are no illegal human beings in our neighborhood. We don't believe that aliens exist, and we don't believe that anyone is out of status, because the real important status that we all share is that we're children of God. We're part of God's human family together, brothers and sisters.
Although, again, a lot of people look at it differently, Rick.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah. All right.
But I would just add that as Christians, we have a scriptural mandate to care for the widow, the orphan, and the immigrant among us. The stranger, called it in the scripture, but that's specifically. Yeah. And, the problem that I have with our current legislation is that it actually does the opposite of what the scriptural mandate calls for. With 400,000 deportations in the last year, we have created widows and orphans and not cared for the immigrant among us.
You know, I'm just wondering to what extent, immigration reform for a lot of people, Rick, strikes me as such abstract stuff. You know, it's policy, it's a newspaper story, it's a TV report, it's not real people, the kind of people that you're talking about here. I'm just wondering to what extent if folks interacted with people truly affected by this in very direct ways.
Exactly.
What your feeling is about how that would affect their opinion.
I believe that's what changes people's hearts, really, is getting to know somebody. And again, Steve, I'm going to invite you to come over to our neighborhood, see what's going on in our La Paz Kids Summer Program right now, where we have 100 beautiful kids who are playing together, working together, singing together. And then come over and I'll take you for lunch down to El Torito and buy you some of the most delicious El Pastor tacos that you could find anywhere in our beautiful multicultural, multilingual neighborhood.
You know, according to a survey done earlier this month by Harper Polling, I think you referred to it, not only do the majority of Americans support the Gang of Eight's path to citizenship in Washington, but 72% of your and Chris Kobach's fellow Kansans do as well. How hopeful are you that Congress is going to get immigration reform done this session? How are you reading the tea leaves here?
Well, as a person of faith, I never lose hope. It's going to be a hard struggle, though, and what's difficult is to get the ear of Senator Moran, Representative Yoder, Senator Roberts, and all the other representatives. It's it's really difficult because the people who are so ardently opposed to this are a small minority who happen to have a loud, shrill voice. And they
it's not
call,
really a small minority, though, Rick. There are a lot of Americans who are standing up against this.
Well, like, 72% versus 28%.
Well, that's one poll.
Well, I'm going with the facts that I know. And so what we need is that silent majority to get on the phones, to call Senator Moran, to call Representative Yoder, to call Senator McCaskill, to call, because that's what's happening with the minority of folks. They're calling all the time. They're bending the ear. We need good, reasonable folks who understand the issue to call and to say, yes, I support immigration reform and a clear and reasonable path to citizenship. And this whole talk about securing the border, it's really holding people hostage from full participation in the government.
In what sense?
Well, to expect that those, 700 plus miles of border are going to be walled off, plus the Canadian border, plus all our ports of entry is beyond impossible.
You and a lot of folks say you just can't get it done.
It's not going to happen. So we need people to call and to tell people and to tell our representatives and our senators what they believe about this and to be clear with them. We got to have this happen. It's so important for the people in our communities, not just the Central Avenue neighborhood. There are communities like Central Avenue all across the country that have been revitalized by immigrants. We all need this, and it'll affect everybody in a positive way. All the studies are showing that. The studies that aren't partisan.
That's the Reverend Rick Behrens. He's pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, Kansas. I'll take you up on your invitation sometime.
Please do, Steve.
Reverend, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.